Tim Pitchell back with another procrastination audio boo. And I got a couple of minutes before my daughter's bus arrived, so I thought, what a perfect way to make use of that time. Here's some listener feedback from a posting I made in both on the blog and the podcast about cognitive dissonance and procrastination. Here's what the author writes. There is this project I've been jerking around with for months, had many starts and stops, and finally something just clicked and it came out. It's far from complete, but it's out. For all these months of pecking about, I was crushing myself with guilt. Yes, I did procrastinate somewhat, but there was plenty of instances where I was meeting this beast head on without hesitation. So what gives? Is it procrastination or process? Great question. Of course. There's different flavors of delay, and only one of those flavors is procrastination. So there are times when we're meeting something head on, and it just takes time, and it's part of the process. Absolutely. In fact, we can delay because we realize we need to delay to let an idea incubate, to bring out our own creativity. That's not in itself procrastination, and I think we get that confused often. If I choose to delay because I know it, I need the break. I need to regroup to think through something. That is not procrastination. That's an intentional delay. Now, if I'm just giving in to feel good, running away from the task, if I'm saying I'm going to work and there's nothing standing in my way, but I deliberately choose not to follow up on my intention, I fail to self-regulate, that's procrastination. Knowing the difference in our own lives is a difficult yet important thing. I think it bears repeating, and I've said this before, that all procrastination is delay, but not all delay is procrastination. So it's part of the process. We delay every single day of our lives. We have to delay things. Priorities change, things come up, and we have to triage and say, what is it I'm going to do now and why? And it's only procrastination when we take the thing that is truly urgent and important, and we could do it right now, but for whatever reason, we find it aversive, we're afraid we can't do it, or it's just we think it's too difficult, or something we just hate doing, and then we put it off to our own detriment or to others' detriment. Then we have a problem with self-regulation. We're not able to just get down with a task. But for many other things, delay is part of the process. There are many projects that can't be done in one stint, and so we can feel guilty that it's not getting done, but that guilt is misplaced. And I think to the extent you can distinguish between procrastination and other forms of delay, you won't beat yourself up needlessly with that kind of guilt. I hope this makes a difference in understanding that, and it's a struggle in our own lives to really be honest with ourselves and to know when it's delay and to know when it's procrastination. I'll be back soon with some more procrastination booze based on listener and reader feedback for the Psychology Today blog and my I Procrastinate podcast. You can find them on iTunes.